Capacity limits are back. Here's what you need to know. Capacity limits and other strengthened public health measures are back in effect today. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says it's to slow the highly transmissible variant Omicron to allow more times for shots to get into arms. The changes that take effect today, Sunday, December 19, are: social gatherings are limited to 10 people indoors and 25 people outdoors. 50% capacity limit for indoor public settings. These include restaurants, bars and strip clubs, personal care services, personal trainers, retailers, including grocery stores and pharmacies, shopping malls, gyms, indoor recreational amenities, indoor clubhouses at outdoor recreational amenities, tour and guide services, photography studios and services, and marinas and boating clubs. The limits don't apply to areas of the business being used for a wedding, funeral, or a religious service, rite or ceremony. Maximum of 10 people per table at restaurants or meeting and event spaces. No food or drink will be sold at sporting events, concerts, theaters, cinemas, casinos, bingo halls and other gaming establishments. People are required to remain seated at restaurants, bars, and other food and drink establishments, meeting and event spaces and strip clubs. Dancing and singing are prohibited except for workers or performers. Alcohol sales will be restricted after 10 p.m. yesterday. A 50% capacity limit was put back in at large venues that hold 1,000 people. The province is also rolling out an accelerated COVID-19 vaccine booster plan. People 18 years and older who had their second dose at least 3 months, 84 days, ago can book an appointment starting Monday, December 20. Cambrian College going remote in January. In a letter from President Bill Best released on December 17 was the news that Cambrian College will be requiring employees to work from home if able, and that all winter term theory courses will be delivered virtually from January 10 until January 28, with only necessary hands-on labs being delivered in person and on campus. Best points to the increasing case counts and presence of the highly contagious Omicron variant and the resulting restrictions across the province. He states that while the college had hoped for more in-person activity in January, after careful consideration, we must once again adapt our plans to keep our community safe. You can read the full details here. Club Richelieu helps 125 Sudbury families celebrate Christmas on Saturday, December 18. Members of the Club Richelieu Les Patriots and their family members distributed 125 Christmas baskets for families in need in Greater Sudbury. The Christmas Basket Initiative is supported by of Sudbury's St. Anne-des-Pins Parish, which contributes to the production of baskets and made gift cards available for many children, as well as varied food items such as ham, tortillere, meat pie, vegetables, fruits, canned goods totaling approximately $150. The Club Richelieu Les Patriots has held the event for more than 30 years, and they estimate that more than 3,100 baskets have been distributed since the launch of the initiative. You can read more about their endeavor here. No jail-free Christmas for Robert Stephen Wright as judge reserves decision in bail attempt. Robert Stephen Wright will learn January 17 whether his third attempt at securing bail will be successful. A bail application took all day on Friday. A publication ban prevents details discussed during the bail hearing. Wright is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Renee Sweeney in 1998. I have a lot to think about, said Superior Court Justice Patrick Boucher. I will need time to consider this. You can read more about the story here. Anti-poverty demonstration draws around 40 people to Tom Davies Square. More than 40 people joined the Poverty and Housing Advocacy Coalition, PHAC, in Tom Davies Square courtyard on Friday, December 17, to make their calls to the provincial government. With members of the PHAC, including the Sex Workers Advisory Council of Sudbury, Swans, who offered an emotional and poignant presentation from their theater piece, Project Arm Her, making 6 demands of the Ford government, each one specifically targeted to meet the needs of the most vulnerable in Sudbury. This includes sex workers, and several speakers noted the day the protest was held. Dec. 17 is the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. You can read the full story by clicking here. Annual Lantern Walk of Hope lights the way to Climate Awareness Fridays for Future Sudbury and Citizens Climate Lobby. Sudbury hosted their now annual Lantern Walk of Hope in their continuing mission to stop climate change. The event featured short but impassioned speeches and the lighting of lanterns before a walk in the woods and the singing of Christmas carols at Loach's Walking Trail, just off Loach's Road. At the event, Drive. David Pearson, founding director of Science North, professor in earth sciences at Laurentian University and renowned scientist, told Sudbury.com of some of the climate change effects that may occur in Sudbury. You can read more about this story here. Updated. OPP release name of victim in fiery truck crash. The OPP have now released the name of the person killed in the collision on Highway 11 on December 17. The deceased has been identified as Edward Bolt, 46, of Nebing, on. The Greenstone Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, along with the Superior North Emergency Medical Services, EMS, responded to a report of a motor vehicle collision on Highway 11, clarified to be between Greenstone and Jellicoe. Investigation revealed that a transport trailer unit and a dump truck had collided. Highway 11 was closed between 10 p.m. last night until 2:45 p.m. this afternoon. You can read the full story here. PHSD is advising of a high-risk exposure to Omicron on Ontario Northland Public Health. Sudbury and districts is advising the public of a potential high-risk exposure to the highly transmissible COVID-19 Omicron variant, specifically for anyone who was a passenger on Ontario Northland bus, trip number 1506, from Ottawa to Sudbury on December 8 from 10:25 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. There was a person on the bus who is now under investigation for the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Due to the findings of public health's investigation and the high risk of transmission, anyone who was present on the bus on December 8 from 10:25 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. must self-isolate immediately regardless of your immunization status or whether you have symptoms and seek testing if symptoms develop. Self-isolation means you must stay home and isolate away from others in your home. You can find further details by clicking here.